Hello, everyone. I am your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 16, Secret Drama Within. That's going to be today's Positive Thursday topic. This show is going to be hot, y'all. Don't go nowhere. How are y'all doing on this Positive Thursday? I hope y'all having a good day. As we live this thing called life, there are many people walking around among us with secret drama within. My secret drama was a variety of things, to be honest with each one of you. And I'm so happy to be able to share it with y'all. And one of them was a food addiction, which I didn't know I had. And it happened a little bit while after my husband passed away in 2004 from a rare disorder called lupus. My husband passed away, and my weight skyrocketed after he passed away. I was eating everything from cookies, cakes, chicken, pork chop, you name it, I was eating it. And also, another reason why I was eating a lot of food, because it helped me to cope with life stresses. Food was my comfort. It was like a doctor that gave me a needle to make all the pain go away. I have a question to ask each one of you listeners. Do y'all have secret dramas within yourself that y'all didn't know y'all didn't have, but finally y'all found out about it and y'all was ashamed about it? I just want to let each one of you know that you're not alone. It's okay to not to be perfect. I believe that some of us have hidden many secret drama within ourselves. And we may feel ashamed to share with others because we may think about the judgment, we may fear for what other people may think. Secret dramas within is when you get that craving to eat your favorite snack. One of mine is chocolate covered pretzels. Yum, yum. When I had one of those long days, and I'm moving all over the place fast, like I'm Miss Pac-Man or something. Like I'm Miss Pac-Man or something like that. Remember Pac-Man, y'all? The back in the day game that everybody used to play. That was like a classic. That's what I'm talking about. Pac-Man. I was moving fast, like I was Miss Pac-Man wife. Quit hitting drama within ourselves. Can take its hold on our whole life. And sometimes we may not realize that until we might get into a state to where our mind and our body is somewhere else. Like we're here on earth, but we're somewhere on else. And I want to share a story with each one of you. I know I tell a lot of you about my story, about my things I went through. And that's only because I want to share with other people and I want to be able to help someone out there. And if I can do that, that is truly a blessing to me. For example, my secret hidden drama within myself was a porn addiction, which I didn't know I had. So I always talk about my husband that passed away, but this is what happened, everyone. After my husband passed away in 2004, after he passed away, I went into a deep depression and I went through other things. And not having him around, it was like part of me was gone and it was lost. I felt lost for a long time. So anyway, I used to have a hard time sleeping at nighttime. So when I used to get my little urges and stuff like that, you know, my sexual urges, I didn't want to go out there and just sleep with anyone. So I would put on a movie, or like a porn movie, or watch it on my phone and take care of myself. Y'all know what I'm talking about, masturbation. And, I mean, we all adults, there's nothing to shy away from. And I will go right to sleep with no problem. And this went on for years and years. I would do the same thing over and over again because I would have a hard time sleeping. And then after a while, my spirit, I started to feel very convicted in my spirit. Like God was like, you know, look, this not, you can't be watching porn, you know, because it's a sin. You know, I know everybody had their own feeling about porn or whatever, but I felt convicted in my spirit and I had to praise to God and ask him to break me out of that habit because I was starting to feel convicted after constantly having to do it over and over again because I couldn't sleep at night and that would help me. And I'm going to be honest with each one of you. But in 2018, God, he helped me overcome that addiction. And now I can sleep like a baby regular. Like even if
I do have a hard time sleeping sometimes, having a hard time sleeping, everyone. What I would do is I'll listen to some inspirational music. Or even if I do take care of myself, like masturbate or whatever, I don't look at porn. You know, so I just do it the natural way. And I always wonder, is masturbation, is it a sin? What do y'all think? I have a question to ask y'all. Is masturbation a sin? What do y'all think about that? I don't know.
Drop secret hidden drama within to fight to be happy. You know how like when we try to start a new chapter in life, everyone, and you know when you're trying to be happy, it's so many different things and situations you may see. Like say for example, you are happy, you are smiling, you having a good day, and then you turn on the news and then you see something sad that can mess your happiness up. And then not only just that, like if you're trying to be happy, you know, like trying to, you know, let go of your past hurts, forgiving others. And then you have some people that don't want to see you happy. So you have to fight within, have the inner strength within yourself to fight against people so they don't try to take your happiness away or your joy. And that can be a struggle. But I tell you this to one, everyone. Fighting to be happy, having secret drama within and to fight to be happy and to enjoy life can be challenging, and I can say that, you know, within myself as well, too. But also, I want to also say this, about a couple days ago, actually yesterday, I found out that one of my cousins passed away. He was only 24 years old. He had an overdose. He was really young. This is the second cousin that passed away that from my mom, one of my mom's sister kids. Second cousin that passed away within less than a month. So what I want to let each one of you know is that I know that sometimes we all battle with trying to be happy and trying to be, you know, in a moment in this thing we call life, but it can be hard. But I want to tell y'all, and I want to encourage each one of you, be happy. Like the song by Mary J. Blige, all I want to do is be happy. You got to fight for that happiness and just make it a choice to be happy. Don't let no one take your joy away. And you know what? Don't feel bad about being happy, having to fight that hidden secret within of trying to be happy, the hidden drama within of trying to be happy. Because I believe that sometimes we have stuff that we have to fight within ourselves. Like say, for example, if you're that kind of person, you know, you're used to feeling, being all stressed out all the time, and, you know, you holding on to past hurts. And then once you make up your mind that you don't want to live your life like that and you want to be happy, it can be a secret drama within trying to turn that sadness into happiness. And I want to give y'all 8 tips to help y'all to help each one of you listeners to fight that hidden drama within of trying to just stay happy in any situation or anything you may be going through. Laughter is a good medicine. Yes, it is. It's a good medicine to stay happy and put a smile on someone's face. Number 2, put on some good music, a song you may like. Number 3, give encouraging words to someone else, whether it's a smile or a hello. Number 4, get a good make a good meal or treat yourself to something good. Number 6, go shopping, buy yourself a nice outfit. Number 6. Number 7, soak in a tub, in a hot tub, and relax and put like some bath beads in it. That'll continue to keep a smile on your face, especially after a long day after work or just a long day in general. Number 8, last but not least, have a nice sip of wine or maybe a mixed drink like some rum and coke or something like that. Whatever your choice, whatever choice that may fit best for you. So that's some secret hidden drama within trying to step in your truth and your purpose. And what I mean by that, everyone, is being yourself and also doing something that you're passionate about, no matter what comes your way or what kind of obstacles you may face. Just being yourself. You know how beautiful it is to be yourself? For a very long time, I struggled with being the person that I know God made me to be. And I'm more comfortable. I feel a lot more comfortable in my skin more and more. I'm 41, although I still have a lot of growing to do. But can I tell each one of you, at one point in time in my life,
I did struggle with being myself. It was like, I was like, well, I would go to certain places. I was like wearing a mask and I had to be something that I wasn't. Can I tell you how miserable that feeling was? But also, when I started to understand who God made me to be and started to feel more and more comfortable in my own skin, although sometimes I did feel afraid to step out and be myself, I guess because I was afraid of a rejection more so. More of rejection and also more of what other people may think. That was like one of, but now it's like now where I'm at in my life, it's like I'm going to be happy and that, you know, I'm not afraid to be the person I know that God wants me to be as I'm learning who I really am and not the fake Zuri, but learning the real Zuri. So I want to encourage each one of you listeners that's listening. It's okay to be yourself. I mean, although it takes time to get to know certain things about ourselves personally, but we're all beautiful and we're all unique in our own beautiful way. Yes. Secret drama within, trying to manage your emotion. How many of you listeners sometimes have a hard time managing your emotions? And sometimes you may find yourself in a situation or you may be getting tested by others and you want to just lash out and just cuss them out. Or just sometimes you might reflect and think about a situation that happened a long time ago with a conflict with someone that you may have, maybe it was a coworker, a family, or a friend. And sometimes you just be thinking about it and your emotions get all caught up and, you know, you're going off emotions and you just thinking all kinds of crazy stuff. So I think that a lot of us, and I'm going to say also for myself too, you know, I find myself fighting, hitting emotions within myself. And I feel like it's like the drama just be building up inside of me when I'm having these emotions. And one reason why I said hitting drama emotions, it might sound silly, y'all. Hitting drama emotions, right, man? I'm putting all these extra words in the topic, secret hitting drama within ourselves. So I'm saying emotions, because I think that a lot of times, you know, especially when it comes to life difficulties and obstacles and challenges, I think sometimes we may find it hard to manage emotions in certain situations, especially when you're trying to remain humble and trying to handle a situation in a correct way, especially if someone coming at you, you know, in a negative way for no apparent reason or just testing you due to maybe they might be jealous of you or just different scenarios. And as for myself, everyone, I want to tell you this too. I used to struggle with handling my emotions as well, too. And me, like, I'm one of the nicest persons you can get to know. It takes a lot to get me upset. And then, you know, ladies, you know how when our cycle come on and we get all emotional and our emotions just be all over the place and we may be thinking all kinds of silly, crazy stuff. Like, you better not bother me, especially like on a second or third day. For those you ladies who get your cycle and your period come on, you feel all cranky. You have all them hitting drama within ourselves. We're thinking all kinds of crazy stuff. I wish you would say something to me. OMG. So what do y'all have planned this weekend? It's Thursday. It's cold over here in Philly. The weather been so crazy, everyone. It's been so crazy. One minute it's warm, one minute it's cold. Like on Monday, I was off from my other job Monday. The weather was gorgeous. I was so happy I was off. I was cruising. I was listening to music. I was just in a moment. You couldn't tell me nothing. You couldn't tell me nothing. How's the weather where y'all at? Is it snowy? Is it cold? And you know what? And then March is coming up. The first day of March is next week, everyone. And I cannot believe it. And spring will be here on the 21st. Do I have any parents that have teenagers that's graduating this year? So anyway, for those of you listeners who are parents, just in general, and also mainly the ones that have kids that maybe graduating from high school or about to. Do y'all find yourself maybe having hitting drama within yourselves with fighting and trying to continue to be a good parent and keeping our kids on the right track? I'm going to tell y'all this, y'all. I've been struggling with my son. you know, I try to push him and try to direct him in the right path. And this is his last year of high school. And it's been so frustrating for me trying to keep him on track. Because it's like, he like, well, mom, you know, this is my last year. I only got this amount of class. I got my credit. And it's like, he's getting really like lazy kind of. And not, you know, wanting to put himself into his schoolwork like he used to. And I tell him, like, look, that's because you don't got that many credits. That's because you got mostly all your credits to graduate. If you don't continue to put the effort in trying to do your work and trying to go to school when you're supposed to, you know, you can still get left back and you won't be graduating in June. So I've been struggling with that, y'all. But I want to continue to push and push them like I've been doing. And just taking it one day at a time in faith and prayer. And I know that some of you listeners who are parents that has been going through this with your child, y'all can relate to me on this, especially even more when you are a single parent. And, you know, raising a girl and a boy, I think, is different. Because I know when my daughter, when she was in high school, you know, just in general, raising her, it was so much hidden drama within myself that I was having being a parent when I was raising my daughter. My daughter was something else. I mean, a good kid, but she was something else with her little mouth. These girls can be something. Because you know how girls, when they all get together, they can be little catty, especially when they're young, when they're teenagers or in middle school, and the back and forth and stuff like that. You know, we all been kids, you know, young at one time. And you know how it is, y'all. Y'all know how it is. Hidden secret drama within, trying to save money. That is a challenge within itself. With everything on the rise, with expenses, when you have a house, you have a car, you have kids, food, clothes, all that add up. And working sometimes is not enough. And it can be really frustrating within, especially if you're trying to, you know, pay for this and pay for that, and trying to even just save, it can be a lot of conflict within. And it can be frustrating. And for those of you that have a hard time sometimes trying to save money, I know everybody spend differently. And I know there is some listeners out there that's excellent in saving and managing their money, whether they're making a lot or not. It is a lot of different ways to save money, but sometimes when you don't have no other option but maybe one choice at the moment, and you might be that one person maybe bringing income in, and I mean, the head of the household, and you plan mostly for everything, that can be hard. So I think that sometimes, you know, they have like all these different like techniques and things that we can learn how to manage our money and get organized with our finances and paying off this and that. And a lot of people, they lose sleep overnight over not able to save money. And they have a lot of emotions and hidden drama within you, because it's like, it can be like a hidden secret dramas within. Especially when I just mentioned before about the finances, it can be a load on someone's shoulder, a big load that can cause someone sleepless nights, depression, anxiety. And you're not alone, because I've been there and I'm still trying to get my finances organized, especially when you're starting back over again. So it's okay. You live and you learn, you know, from your mistakes. So another hidden secret drama also can be, you know how you can be taking care of personal business and doing this and that, then your family constantly calling you, bugging you about silly little stuff. Like, for example, if you listeners, right? As I was talking to you, I'm recording this live. My son calls me on my phone. I didn't want to answer while I was on the air talking to you guys, because they would have been like, "Dad, that's so ghetto." But anyway, I like to keep it professional. So anyway, my son calls me while I'm recording this podcast, talking to each one of you. He calls me, "Mom." He texts me, I didn't answer when he first called me, right? I let the phone ring and I press, "I'll call you back later." He said, "Mom, answer the phone." So I calls him back. I'm like, "Okay, what is it?" He like, "Mom, can you bring some steak sauce from the store for my steak?" I'm like, "Okay." And then he like, "Also, Grandma wants you to bring her a soda." I'm like, "Okay." "And she wants you to bring some toilet paper." I'm like, "Dag, what else? I'm not trying to go grocery shopping." And then on top of that, my sister and my little nephew is over. They've been over for the last 2 days. And my nephew, he's 1 year old, 1.5 years old. He's busy. And he's these kids, they grow so fast. He reminds me of a mini little lineman quarterback, because he's real solid and he's husky. And he'd be like tackling everything, like chairs, knocking the chairs down in my place. And just getting into moving real fast, just getting into everything. I'm like, oh my gosh, when are they going home? But I love my family though. But sometimes you can have hidden drama secrets within, especially when it comes to family. And I know that to be true. And then with that being said, that story can go on and on and on and on. I can tell you so many hidden drama secrets within my family that I have y'all. I mean, be so funny and hilarious, everyone. And I know y'all have some too, as well, too. You know, because something, especially when it comes to when family trying to borrow money and stuff like that. Been there, done it. And I know y'all, some of you listeners can understand and can relate. You know, because you know how you may help a family member out, and you know, you do it from the kindness of your heart. And then they don't pay you back. And then when it's time for them to pay you back, they act like they don't know what you're talking about. And then you start having hitting, and then you try to not trying to cause a big conflict about it. And then you go through your little, you know, everybody go through their little phases. And then you start to build up a lot of animosity and regret about lending that family member money that they didn't give back to you when they said they was going to give back. And you holding on to a grudge towards them for a long time within. And you start having hidden drama, family secrets within. And holding all that with inside. Yeah, it happens. It happens. It really do. OMG. I can't believe it's Thursday, everyone. Time is flying by so fast. I don't wait for anyone. I want each and every one of you to just have the joy the rest of your week. And try not to stress about the small things. And try to just live in the moment. Because life, like I said before, life is so short. And sometimes, yes, I know life can get the best of us. You know, with all everything that's happening. But sometimes I think when we reflect and try to focus on, you know, the good things more than the negative things, it can swipe out all that hidden secret dramas within ourselves, the emotions or whatever that we may be going through that we don't want people to know about. And me doing this podcast every Thursday, I love it. I enjoy it. It's my passion. I love it. It's my passion. I enjoy talking to each one of you every Thursday. I enjoy laughing with y'all. And I just have a good old time. I really do. And I appreciate each one of you who have been listening to me from day one. And also, I thank each one of you new listeners that joined today for the first time. Welcome. And I'm looking forward to y'all joining me next Positive Thursday as well, too. If I have any listeners that's on here that like to watch the reality shows, the ones that's full of drama with the fighting, and then you have all that backstabbing, you know, you ever see the, when I remember when I used to really be into watching drama shows, remember when the Jerry Springer show came out, like in the late 90s, and they used to be fighting like crazy, and then he had all different kind of guests come on. I used to like that show so much because you just never know what to expect. You know, I remember one show that came on was when that I liked is when what was so funny and hilarious when a guy came on the show when he was dating somebody or what he thought was a woman, but it was really a man. But I know deep down inside, and some of you listeners that's seen the Jerry show before, come on now, you could tell that the person is really a guy. But I guess the guy that was dating the female within, he knew deep down inside he was having the hidden secret drama within, knowing darn well that was really a man. But reality show dramas creates a lot of hidden drama secrets within others that be on the shows, like Love of Hip Hop, Atlanta Housewives. There's a lot of them that's very popular, like The Bachelorette. Did I say it right? The Bachelorette. I didn't have a drink, y'all.
I'm getting my words all twisted. It's not Saturday yet. It's not Friday yet. I didn't have my drink yet. But I wish I could have a glass of wine right now. I ran out of some. I'm not really a big drinker. I have to be like in a mood to really want to have a drink. Some of you listeners who do drink, do y'all have to like be in that mode to want to have a drink, or y'all just have a drink for the hell of it? Well, that's what I do. I have to be in that mode to want to drink. And when I do get in that mode, I like to have my red wine. And then once in the blue moon, I like to have some Great Goose with some cranberry juice, with some light ice, maybe one or two cups. So, so good. All of my hidden drama secrets within, I forget all about it. I be in my own little zone. I be jamming, especially if I'm somewhere like at a get together, like a cabaret, or just out at a sporting event or a music event. I be out enjoying myself. I have my little drink and just being in the moment and laughing and just having a good old time. Yes, having a good old time. Hidden secret drama within. Yeah, I do. Any of you listeners have someone that you have a crush on, like a friend that you've been talking to for a long time? You're like, you're not boyfriend or girlfriend, but you've just been friends for a long time. And you love this person deep down inside. You have strong feelings for that person. And you know the person has strong feelings for you. Well, that's what I've been going through the last couple months. This is guy that I like a lot. I've been knowing him for almost about a year. And I know he likes me a lot. And I like him a lot, too. And I have all these, you know, I love him. And I more than love him. But I don't want to, like, rush the relationship. So we're still, like, in the friendship zone. And I tell you, emotions and feelings and hidden secrets within, when you have that secret crush on someone that you like a lot more than what they don't know about, can be something. And also, is somebody, have you ever had a crush on somebody at your job and the person don't know? Well, that's, I also have a crush on someone else, another job that I work at, my other job besides what I'm doing now. I like this guy, and what I like about him, his personality, not only do he got a big personality and he's funny, but he's handsome. But the most important thing, I love his personality. Love his personality. And he just got that swag to him. That swag. You know that person you like? You know, it's like when you see them, and they don't know that you got them hidden drama, loving, you know, that hidden crush secrets about them, hidden drama within secrets, and that emotions, like in a good way, that you really like them a lot. And you see that person that you had that secret crush on, and you like thinking all these different things and all the stuff that you want to do to them and what you want them to do to you. I ain't going to go there. I'm going to keep it clean, y'all. I'm going to keep it clean. Even though I know that we all adults, but you know, you have to keep it, you know, what can I say? PG-13, right? Say no. We got to have a little bit of fun. Absolutely. I truly believe that. But I just want to say, I am so truly happy to know that this Positive Thursday have inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with others, because it is powers in numbers. And also connect with me on YouTube and subscribe to my YouTube page. I really would appreciate that. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Zoe Flower Twitter. And also I'm on Instagram, Zoe Flower 8 Instagram. And I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast. You can email me at zoeflower8@gmail.com. And also, you can email me on this podcast. Send me a message. I would truly appreciate that. God bless each one of you. And I'll talk to y'all next Positive Thursday. And remember, hidden drama secrets is sometimes good to reveal, because we're all in the same boat in some situation. You just never know. God bless y'all. Talk to y'all next Positive Thursday. It's Positive Thursday. Get inspired on this Positive Thursday. It's Positive Thursday. Get inspired on
Positive Thursday.